Sister Therese of the Child Jesus had only been dead 17 years when the Great War started, but she was already handing out roses all over the battlefield. Amidst the blood, terror, and utter desolation of that brutal war, she worked countless miracles for those who called upon her aid when caught in the jaws of death. As the regimented columns of the German war hammer smashed down into France through Belgium in August 1914, the opening month of the Great War, it seemed they were driving everything before them. Rolling inexorably south, they were on the outer limits of Paris within weeks. Only a miracle could save France from the German aggression that was now upon them. The miracle came in the form of the British-French counterattack from 6 to 12 September as French forces made a stand on the south bank of the river known as the Marne. Wheeling to face the threat, the right wing of the German army became separated from the main German thrust, opening a 50-kilometer gap. Exhausted French and British forces saw the opportunity and grasped it, pouring into the opening, simultaneously flanking and attacking the German 1st and 5th armies. With their master strategy, the French and the British were able to derail the German offensive ground to a halt, digging in to prepare a second assault that would doom France. But amazingly, the French and the British were able to push back the Germans, who had by then lost over 100,000 troops. The combined French-Anglo offensive was to forever be described as the miracle on the Marne. What is less generally known are the multiple miracles of a different kind occurring everywhere in the trenches over the next 4 years. Stronger than steel soldiers of the Great War write to Thérèse of Lisieux, a book published by Angelico Press, carries the remarkable accounts written by French soldiers of their devotion to a young woman who had died unknown to the world in her Carmelite convent at the age of 24. Her death came just 17 years before the commencement of the war to end all wars. What was astonishing was that she was reported to be appearing to them and protecting them in the heat of battle, and the reports flooded in by the thousands. Today, it is estimated that perhaps half the French army were carrying photographs and relics of the then unbeatified Thérèse of Lisieux, praying to their little sister of the Child Jesus, as they affectionately called her, to protect them from the horror they lived through daily. While phenomenal devotion to Saint Thérèse throughout the 20th century is well known, less known are the prodigious apparitions and miracles that were occurring amid the mud, the carnage, and the horror of the Western Front. Devotion to Thérèse had spread like wildfire through the French army, and thousands of soldiers reported her apparitions to them as they prayed desperately for her intercession. Their experiences convinced them she was with them, and their trust in her intercession was absolute. She not only saved their lives, she inexplicably healed horrific wounds that field surgeons were convinced were mortal. She gave dying soldiers serenity. On some occasions, she was witnessed not just by individuals, but by whole groups. Some recount seeing Thérèse on the battlefield. One wounded stretcher bearer recalls a radiant brightness and beautiful crown that appeared in his hospital room, and his immediate relief from his sufferings. Others tell of survival and protection against impossible odds and spiritual graces that helped them carry the terrible cross of war. One soldier recounted of how he saw her standing at the foot of a machine gun. Thérèse was looking directly at the soldiers. She then blessed them and told them, smiling, "Don't be afraid. I have come to protect you." These soldiers never forgot what Sister Thérèse had done for them. As a result, relics associated with Thérèse and medals invoking her protection became among the most sought-after and precious currencies of the trenches. Soldiers distributed them to their comrades, while her spiritual autobiography, now recognized as a classic of Christian spirituality, was wildly popular, being read and reread and passed endlessly on from one soldier to another. Saint Thérèse of Lisieux was known for her devotion to the mission of divine mercy and for her promise to spread roses of divine love over the world. For many Catholics, Saint Thérèse is a model of humility, trust in God, and devotion.